Today, the best of Northeast Kansas come together for one final run, where senior standouts take the floor one last time at the high school level, showcasing their skills alongside the very best. From highlight plays to lasting memories, it's a celebration of the game, the journey, and the competitors who made it special. We're coming to you live from Ben Allen Fieldhouse at Highland Community College, bringing you full coverage of the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Game. Along with play-by-play of both the girls and boys matchups, we'll have interviews with players and coaches throughout today's broadcast. You're listening to Cantaland Radio, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Now, let's go courtside to get you ready for today's All-Star action.
It is time for us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network to put a bow on the 2025-2026 high school basketball season on the campus of Highland Community College, the 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here today. Glad to be a part of your Sunday afternoon alongside Justin Fluke. Controlling the interviews today, excited to talk to a lot of these athletes. We got KP, Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tamman, Kirk Kilman with you, full house and a full crew here on hand. Well, KP, once again, you know, here in Northeast Kansas, great success, you know, in the high school basketball season with some state champions. We got so many decorated athletes here today, not just on the basketball floor, but success across multiple sports. It's always fun to put the kind of the finishing touches, you know, on a high school basketball season with this All-Star game here today once again. And the 40th annual, by the way, it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, it's been awesome here to have this last as long as it has. And you mentioned it. We got so many great athletes out of Big East, the Twin Valley League, the Northeast Kansas League. A lot of decorated athletes here. Of course, the one that won a state title, Kaylin Haney. Then other than that, you got a lot of athletes here who went to the postseason this year. A lot of them who are all state selections. A lot who were selections out of their own league. So, you know, no matter who it is, a lot of these athletes, you know, they had some sort of impact with their team at their high school, whether they were leaving a long-lasting record or whatever impression it may be. A lot of these athletes, man, I'll tell you what, this is a great way here to really end their career.
We got player of the years. We got all-time leading scores. We got kids here today who have multitude of school records, career records, single-season records, you name it. A lot of these kids have done that, and again, we put a finishing touch on the high school basketball season here today at Highland Community College. 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here today. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Continue our pregame coverage. We'll dive into the teams right after this. They're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your small business. Like you, USB is fully invested in the local community, focused on helping you succeed. For local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options, from interest-bearing deposit accounts to operating lines of credit and equipment loans. Stop into one of our 8 convenient branches to talk with our team. MyBankUSB.com, member FDIC.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
For more than 5 decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
This is Douglas Adair, third generation banker at Exchange Bank. For 170 years, the Exchange has been more than a place to keep your money. We've been your partner. We've shared your milestones, your new beginnings, growing families, and lifelong dreams. We're proud to be a locally owned bank, believing in relationships, trust, and giving back to the communities we call home. Thank you for letting us be part of your journey. Thank you for choosing local, and thank you for partnering with Exchange Bank and Trust. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh,
out for Troy. And you look on the other side, Golden Squad. I mean, you got Caitlin Haney. So, I mean, you kind of said there, you got players who got, records at their own high schools, the best to do it at their high schools, if you will, in the history. And they're playing, they're head-on-head against each other. And then that's just them. You got so many other talent that surrounds them. That's what makes this most impressive. And I'll tell you what makes this even more impressive. On Navy side, you got Coach Perry Smith, and on Gold side, you got Head Coach Stacey Jasper, who have been here multiple times, and they've seen these athletes, and they know how to get them to their full potential in these good moments.
Well, speaking of Head Coach Perry Smith, as you mentioned, Donovan West, Justin Fluke, our first interview before we get things going here today.
Thanks, guys. I am courtside with Coach Perry Smith. And, Coach, you're a veteran not only in the high school coaching ranks but in all-star games. So I'm kind of curious what you've learned and what kind of is the strategy coming into the all-star game again here today.
Well, we have two rules. One is you're open, you have to shoot it. The other rule is we just want you to have fun. So that's the only two things we even worry about in this thing. So, it's fun for the kids. I think it's important that they go and have fun and shoot and play together and meet new people and all of that stuff. So we're excited to see how it goes.
One final thought, and I guess, what did you think about when you saw the rosters, and how did you kind of dissect your team and put a game plan together for today?
Well, I didn't put a game plan together, but I did, as any coach, I thought the other team looked like they had a lot better players than us. So, but I think that's probably every coach says that, because Stacey said that on the other side. So, it's good, and we look forward to it, and hopefully it'll go well.
The only thing I'm nervous about is that all your girls had to come over here and take their earrings out a second ago, so I hope that doesn't affect the play.
I hope so as well, and that happened to Donovan West all the time. Everybody nowadays must have 20 earrings all the time.
Right. Good luck, Coach. Have fun.
You too. Thank you.
That's Perry Smith, director of the Navy All-Stars today. Guys, back to you.
All right, there it is, Justin Fluke again. Appreciate it. He'll have interviews throughout the day, KP, but you heard Coach Smith right there. The gold team is pretty good. We looked at it ourselves. I mean, you start with the top two, Riley Dick, Kaylin Haney, two first-team All-State selections just as of this weekend. Of course, Kaylin with Silver Lake, another state championship, and she was the 3A player of the year. So, again, both teams are stacked. We know this. It's first-team All-League selections, All-State recognitions across the board. We mentioned it. Should be a lot of fun here today. Again, we'll have the boys game to follow. So traditional way, of course, you got the girls going four quarters. We'll have media timeouts throughout, halftime coverage throughout, in between games, and then the boys game we're going 2 20-minute halves. So a little bit more of that college feel, more so than the high school ring.
Yeah, and that's a great thing, because a lot of these, you kind of look at it, they're going on to college. Some of these are going to go be college athletes. I mean, you look at one thing, for Navy squad here, Harper Weststein. I mean, she's committed as a D1 athlete to Northern Iowa. So, talk about a lot of these athletes. This is a nice little feel to be able to get out there, experience what it's like to not just play 32 minutes, but to play 40 minutes. And, in women's side, at least it stays that same way. We were playing four quarters, but instead of 8 minutes, you're going to the 10-minute transition. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting, and I think it gives them a little bit of a taste of what college field can look like.
Well, we got to dive through the rosters and the lineups. Of course, starters are straight ahead as well. We're just getting going. We'll step aside for another timeout. Again, we'll get through the national anthem, get a little patriotic with it. We'll come back, get you those lineups, starters, and the opening tip-off. We're just getting going here today from HCC, Island Community College, the location. 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here today. Again, Kirk Hillman, Justin Fluke, Brendan Prophet, Brandon Devin, all with you. We'll step aside. We'll get into the lineups and the opening tip-off coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Around here, banking is still personal. Bedina State Bank is proud to serve our hometowns with branches in Bedina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three local banks working together under one roof with one simple promise, taking care of our neighbors. Decisions are made by folks who live here, work here, and care about this community. With a long history and a strong future ahead, Bedina State Bank is here for you, your family, and your farm. Bedina State Bank with locations in Bedina, Denton, and Highland, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pre-game coverage continues. Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tam, and Justin Flute, Kirk Hillman with you again, getting you set for the 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here today as we get closer to the girls' opening tip-off. Back down to the sideline, Justin Flute, Gold head coach, Stacey Jasper.
I feel underdressed next to Coach Stacey Jasper, but that's always the case. She's got the bling on today, and Coach, this is your second year in a row to coach in an All-Star game. I know you've done this a few times, but must have had one heck of a season to get re-selected for the All-Star game coach today.
Or maybe they just picked the real locals. I'm not sure. But I'm very honored to be a part of it again. Excited to coach one last time this season.
You're looking for a revenge at the All-Star game. You're out for the win today. You feel pretty confident about your team, right?
I do feel very confident about my team. My record here is not that great, so I'm hoping the Gold can go for some gold today.
Hey, real quick, have you had a chance to reflect back on the amazing season, the record-breaking season with you and your Hiawatha girls and all that you accomplished this year? Great run.
Yeah, absolutely. We did. We just had such a great year. I'm so proud of all the accomplishments. What a great season. Best season in 50 years. And honestly, we walked away with a little bit of a sting, but honestly, the accomplishments just far too much to really let that be a factor. So.
Well, congrats on that. Final thought, what's the strategy today? What are you going to be calling up plays every time out? Like, what's the game plan today?
I mean, I got my bling on. I feel good that we're just going to go out there and play hard.
Hey, if that bling isn't working at halftime, let's switch. I'll put your bling on.
Okay, or I was like, I'll just throw a bracelet on the court or something, too.
All right, that's Stacey Jasper, coaching the Gold All-Stars. Everything's about fun. Laid back today, guys. Back to you.
All right, appreciate it very much, Luke. We've heard both head coaches. We got to dive into these lineups. We'll set aside for another timeout. Starters, reserves, opening tip-off, straight ahead. Girls game coming up first. 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here today, and we get going right after this. We're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know one weak password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here today at Highland Community College. Again, packed out and a good crew size on hand as well. We got Krinan Proffitt, I'm Brandon Tabman. We got Kurt in the studio, Justin Fluke on the sideline, handling players, coaches, and interviews here today. Again, the girls game up first. Traditional four quarters, boys game will follow. Two 20-minute halves, a little more of that college feel here today, but we got an incredible group of high school seniors here today, capping off their basketball season with this all-star game here today. Well, let's go through the lineups. We'll get you the starters, and then we'll tell you who is on the bench reserving here today. But again, good, solid rosters for both the girls and boys here today. All right, girls game, let's dive into the rosters. We'll start with the gold squad. They'll be the away team on the scoreboard. KP, your quick thoughts on the starting five. You got an incredible backcourt. Riley Dick of Rossville, Kaylin Haney of Silver Lake, and then some forward play with Caitlin Folsom of Four Hill Mountain Academy, Kenzie Nelson of Hiawatha, and Kaya Downing of Atchison. That's your starting five for the girls' gold team here today.
Yeah, you just named three athletes that come out of the Big East. Talented athletes, all on teams that competed at the very top of that league and very hard. So you know what? I expect them to come out and shoot very hard and very well.
The reserves and the other players coming off the bench here today for the girls' side, Team Gold, Emma Vogel of Opelousas. You got Hannah Cody of Fort Hill Mount Academy. Brynlyn Brockman of Blue Valley Randolph. You got Devin Aldrich of Perry LeCompton. Madison Martin of Atchison County. Emma Sides of Jackson Heights. Natalie Stroffman of Axel, and Addison Williams of Hiawatha. All right, Navy girls starting five here today. KP, your thoughts? Let's start. Harper Wettstein, the 5'9 junior out of Troy, Division I commit to Northern Iowa. You also got Lauren Martin out of Omega, 6 foot forward. And then also starting Bell Smith, guard from Jonathan West, Kathleen Cochran of Jackson Heights, the 5'8 swing, and then Corin Thompson, Centralia Panther, 5'7 forward. Your starting five for Perry Smith and Team Navy.
Well, these are players I'm a little more familiar with on my broadcasting. You know, Lauren Martin, she had multiple triple-doubles this season, just an all-around great athlete there for Onega. You mentioned also the Jackson Heights athlete, Jesney Cochran. She's a great three-point shooter. Isabel Smith, she was an incredible athlete this year for Jonathan West, but also she helped me with a couple of broadcasts throughout the year, so shout-out to her. She's not only a great athlete, but she's a great broadcaster.
And then the players coming off the bench, the non-starters on the girls' side for Team Navy. Got Abby Ringel out of Omega, another Buffalo in there, Jaden Haskin, Bryn Shoup representing Jackson Heights. Got Lily Tanking, the Holton Wildcat, and Chesney Cochran of Jackson Heights, who just mentioned her as the starter, and then Allison Grable, of course, another reserve for Team Troy. Getting closer to the opening tip again, just kind of your thoughts and maybe some expectations for this one here today. Just note, KP, Navy won this game last year 68-57.
Well, I've heard it from both coaches. Perry Smith, his strategy is to go out there. If you're open, take a shot. And if you're Stacey Jasper, wear the bling.
Look good.
Feel good. And get out there and get a win. She kind of said it. You know, having a lot of success here, but she's very confident in her team. She's got a lot of great athletes. I mean, you look at her team. She's got two players here that were very top athletes in the Big East, and Kaylin Haney and Riley Dick, who broke lots of records for their school. And then you just get so many other athletes that kind of pile onto that. So it's going to be really interesting. We'll definitely see both these teams go ahead.
We'll take another quick 60-second timeout. They close out the roster construction here and the announcements here at HCC. We'll come back, get you the opening tip-off. We're just getting going. The 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games back in 60 seconds here on KMCA.
When it comes to taking care of your vehicle, Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha has always been the name you can trust, serving the area for generations with quality you can see. And today's vehicles are smarter than ever, which is why Carl's now offers Carl's Calibration, a professional on-site service to precisely recalibrate windshield cameras, lane departure systems, adaptive cruise sensors, and more. If you're replacing a windshield or repairing body damage, Carl's Body Shop handles everything in one stop. Carl's Body Shop and Carl's Calibration in Hiawatha. Precision, protection, and peace of mind.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Justin Fluke on the sideline. KP, BC with you. Captain Kirk Hillman in studio as well. Ready for the opening tip-off. It's Gold versus Navy. Girls game up first here. 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here at Highland Community College here today. Again, the Gold starters, Riley Dick, Kaylin Haney, Caitlin Folsom, Kenzie Nelson, Kaya Downing, Upper Westside, Lauren Martin, Bell Smith, Chesney Cochran, Court Thompson, the starting five for Team Navy. Here we go. 40th annual All-Star Basketball Games underway. And just like that, a right side three for Team Navy. Chesney Cochran, the first three here in this one today.
I said in the pregame, Chesney Cochran, great shoot, three-point shooter from the outside from Jackson Heights there. Great display.
Here's Kaya Downing of Atchison, missing a turnaround inside, and the rebound cleared away by Team Navy and Bell Smith for Donovan West. So a 3-0 start, 10-minute quarters here today. Here is Harper Weststein, currently on the dribble in that right corner. I would think KP is man-to-man defense the entire way.
For sure.
Weststein again in between the rings out high. The Troy Trojan, all-time leading scorer. Also assists and steals, just a decorated career for the Trojan. Here's a baseline drive, tough shot. And we get our first foul going against Team Gold, and that puts Navy at the free throw line with Centralia's Cora Thompson.
Here's a good time to bring up actually the foul rules here for today's event. So you won't foul out at 5 fouls today. You'll be fouling out at 6, where if you pick up your 5th foul, you'll be a soft foul. We have to go to the bench, but you will be able to come back in. So it gives an opportunity to these athletes to be able to be on the court potentially more if they get a little aggressive.
Rossville's Riley Dick picked up that foul for Team Gold. Court Thompson missing the first free throw here. Well, the second rattles in there for the Centralia Panther, and a 4-0 start here, KP, for Team Navy. Kaylin Haney worked it into the front court. Here's Dick on a drive, baseline right, getting her own rebound, kicks it out left wing. Here's another three by Nelson of Hiawatha, batted around. Kaya Downing cleaning up the trash, and how about another offensive rebound here for Gold. Riley Dick straight away for three. It's an air ball, but right into the hands of Haney at Silver Lake. And a wild possession finally comes to an end. A whistle and a foul going against Team Navy.
I just mentioned Navy on the nice 4-0 stretch here to start this game. But Team Gold, look at that. That was good and solid offensive rebounding. Still trying to fight for that first set of points here as they run a box on the down play.
Chesney Cochran of Jackson Heights picking up the foul. Her first 4-0 start. Downing in the lane. Missing another bunny up close. Fighting for a rebound. Puts it back up. That one off the heel. Tipped around into the left corner. Out of bounds it goes, and it'll be going the other way. So plenty of opportunities there, KP, for Team Gold. Couldn't quite get one to convert.
They just want to take some quality shots. Again, this is a couple of these athletes. It's probably been about 2 weeks. I mean, they're getting into the softball feel of things right now. So those shots are going to start rusting off a little bit.
Here is Harper Weststein of Troy. Division I commit to Northern Iowa. Lobs it left. Bell Smith and Donovan West. She'll back it out into the corner. Up top it goes. This is Cochran, a D3 for Jackson Heights. Couldn't get it to go off the right rim. And underneath, chance for Weststein to grab it. Could not do so. It goes out of bounds back to Team Gold. AC Coach Jasper over there for Hiawatha getting into it a little bit. Coach Perry Smith just laid back on the other sideline to our right. So here is the Class 3A Player of the Year, Kaylin Haney. Up top to Dick it goes for Rossville. Working on the left wing. Now a touch up top, Folsom, Moorhill Mount Academy Raven. On a ball screen there, right side again to Haney. Guarded by Weststein, what a matchup we got there between those two. Back up top it goes Cochran, left side of the floor. Correction, that was Nelson for Hiawatha. Dick, a right-handed floater in the lane, got sipped out near midcourt, chasing it down. Kenzie Nelson of Hiawatha, and then nobody on the left wing, ready to grab that pass, and out of bounds for a Gold turnover.
Well, despite Gold not having even their first points yet, man, they are fighting here to try to get that ball inside.
Girls game here, just off and running, about 2.5 minutes in, a 4-0 Navy lead, a 3 by Chesney Cochran, 1 point for Cora Thompson. Here's Harper Weststein, a deep right wing 3, that one rolls out. Navy with the offensive rebound, though. Skip it left side, Cora Thompson, now baseline drive, Bell Smith, back to Weststein, high left on the wing. Going between the legs. Man-to-man defense guarded by Haney. Two first-team All-State selections, and that one's picked off. Turnover by Navy. Riley Dick, coast-to-coast, blocked from behind underneath, but a foul called. Going against Cochran, that's going to be her second. Free throws coming for Rossville's Riley Dick.
Yeah, an opportunity for Gold to get their first points here at the free throw line. You mentioned Riley Dick, who's a 4-year starter. She's committed to Rockhurst. Just a great athlete who's a 4-time All-State selection, or All-League selection here from the Big East. Riley Dick knocks in the first free throw, had a chance to call their last game in the first round of the state tournament. Riley Dick had 31 points in their loss to Ellenwood a couple of weeks ago. As we got multiple line changes here, we'll get you the new fresh faces as we continue on here for both sides. Again, Northeast Kansas All-Star basketball games here today. Riley Dick, she goes 2-for-2. Dean Gold is on the board, a 4-2 Navy lead. We're 3 minutes in. Well, here's fresh onto the floor, Nyla Duncan of Riverside for Team Navy. And that pass pickpocketed midcourt. Cookies for Kaylin Haney of Silver Lake. A little up and under move in transition. And that one's good for 2, and we're tied at 4.
Yeah, back-to-back steals transitioning the point. Gold's got to play a little aggressive here.
We'll get it down to Justin Fluke in a moment. Our first player interview. Here's a baseline shot. That one no good. Rebound lead, that is. Team Gold pulling that one down. Let's go down to Justin Fluke on the sideline.
I thought I grabbed Chesney Cochran of Jackson Heights because for the first 3 minutes of this game, she was the only player that made a shot. But tell me about that confident three. You're feeling good out here today, huh?
Yeah, Perry gave us a talk during practice, and he said, "The only thing you can advise is you don't see an open shot." And I was like, "I'll shoot it," and luckily it went in because it's not. It would have gotten embarrassing, but.
Good start for your team. What are you most looking forward to here in this All-Star game today?
Just having fun, meeting new people. We all kind of know each other, but not on like the connection level, and so it's nice to be able to play with them and get to know them a little bit better. We always play against them. We never actually communicate and talk with them.
I didn't even hardly let her catch her breath when she came out, so I'll let you catch your breath. Good luck the rest of the day and in the future, Chesney.
Thank you.
Chesney is one of those players that we interviewed during the All-Star Volleyball game last fall, so some of these ladies we had a chance to visit with already. We'll try to catch a few of them, but a lot more of the others that are just playing basketball here today.
Appreciate it, Fluke, very much. Kaylin Haney of Silver Lake just capping off a three-point play for Team Gold. She's got 5 here in the early going. Gold out to a 7-6 lead. Nyla Duncan of Riverside had a two-point bucket as well for Team Navy during that interview. Here's a straightaway 3. Goes out of bounds. That's Amy Jo Wettstein for Jonathan West, who's into the game. But KP either way, 3-plus minutes in, a 1-point affair so far here in the first quarter.
Yeah, definitely kind of waiting there to see when Haney was going to start stepping up. And no one can say really any better than her than probably Wade Gershner on the Silver Lake channel, just how much his coverage has been up there and seeing this athlete. But Haney, man, she did great at the Silver Lake, over 1,400 points in her career. And here she's on dominant play today.
Well, trying to add to it, and she buries a 3 from the right side. You know, it's all about having fun. But I know some girls out here are going to be a little bit more competitive. And Haney out to a roaring start. Navy in the front court turning it over. So Team Gold leading it 10-6, 5:28 to go first quarter. Haney 7 of the 10 here early on for Team Gold. She works it into the front court. As KP mentioned, over 1,400 career points, third on the all-time scoring list at Silver Lake. A bunny missed inside by Madison Martin of Atchison County, cleared away by Navy. Now 5 minutes left here in this opening quarter. Here's another tip pass, and again, who's on the floor? It's Kaylin Haney. Tried to dump it off to her teammate, Brynlyn Brockman of Blue Valley, but Team Navy corralling that one, keeping the possession alive. 13 on the shot clock here in this possession for Team Navy. Here's Nyla Duncan, little hand down, man down. She'll fire a deep 3. It's off the front rim. Gold coming away, left to right with it. Trying to get into transition. Behind the back, Haney went cute with it. And unable to pull in that pass was Natalie Strothman, the axe illegal. But we get to our first media timeout here today. 4:43 to go, first quarter. Girls game going on right now. 10-6, Team Gold. 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games continue right after this.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirk
Eric Kilman, Justin Fluke, Brandon Chan, and Crendon Profit. 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games Girls Game. 4:43 to go first quarter. 10-16 gold. Let's go down to Justin Fluke, another player interview.
I'm here with Harper Weststein of Troy of the Navy All-Stars. And Harper, I don't know where to start, just trying to recap and highlight your high school basketball career, breaking record after record, individual, season, team. How do you kind of look back at your basketball career at Troy now that I guess it's officially over?
Yeah, I'm so proud of myself. I've been working since I was little tiny for this, and it's been so exciting playing with everyone and all my coaches, and I'm just so grateful.
Is there anything that means the most to you, or maybe a special game or moment that you'll kind of always remember as one of the top moments at Troy?
Yes, definitely when we won third place at state last year, and we had the like highest record of our school history. So, yeah, definitely that game. Just was so fun.
What's your mindset here today, playing with some girls you know, some girls you don't know, and just how everything comes together in an all-star game?
Yeah, just have fun, play how I know how to play, and work with some of these girls that I've never played with before. Yeah.
One last question. I know you had a lot of opportunities and probably a tough decision, but tell me about continuing your college basketball career and what you loved about Northern Iowa.
Honestly, it wasn't really a tough decision for me. As soon as I got there, I knew where I wanted to go. I loved the atmosphere and all the people there, and it honestly was an easy choice for me.
Well, good luck. We can't wait to watch you in the future and enjoy the rest of the day.
Yes, thank you.
That's Harper Weststein, a Troy legend. Guys, back to you.
Yeah, I think legend's kind of an understatement there. I mean, the accolades for Weststein and, of course, off to Northern Iowa. We finally get our first point. We were sitting at 10-6, and now it's going to be 10-9. I believe that was Brent Shoup who knocked down that three for Jackson Heights. Okay.
Two Jack Pipe Cobras have come down with some trays.
We also had a bucket by Madison Martin of Atchison County. Right now that gold lead is 12-9 with about 3 minutes left here in this opening quarter. Gold trying to add to it. It's a right side three. Matt Addison Williams from downtown. Error correction, that was Emma Vogel. Little miscue there. 14-9 our score. Back up the way is Team Gold. Dropman of Axtell. Swings at left corner. Madison Martin, pull up Jay from the left elbow. That's a smooth jump shot.
Now back-to-back times down the court. Martin has come through with some points. And one thing I was going to mention earlier, the amount of leaders here are on the court. I mean, most of these players that come through the team, they're the vocal leader, they're the point guard, or they're the big four that gets the ball down the floor. So trying to find that chemistry on trying to balance who gets that ball is definitely something that's you're seeing kind of play out here, especially with Haney.
Well, Gold pulling out to a little bit of a lead here. They're up 16-9, and Axel's Natalie Stroffman drawing a foul here. She'll shoot two. Amy Jo Weststein picking up the Navy foul. That is her second foul. Go put ups in both ways after this.
Natalie Stroffman, she picked up 500 career rebounds back at the Twin Valley League tournament. Her sister, Maggie Stroffman, she's a young sophomore. She'll become up a junior next year. She, I think it was the UCL that she tore earlier in the year, and then she actually came back to her sister. She's a great athlete, and she played really hard all the way to the end. So for Axel, of course, coming up short in the sub-state championship, but I'll tell you what, Natalie Stroffman, a great athlete who competed very hard under head coach Brockman.
Yeah, they certainly had a very good season. Some injuries, of course, kind of hampering them throughout. She goes 1-for-2, does Natalie Stroffman at the free throw line here. We'll get it down to Fluke in just a second. Another Navy interview on tap. Harper Weststein, currently the dribble for Team Navy. Navy's got to go on a little bit of a run here. They're down 17-9. Gold on this run at 155 and counting in this opening quarter. As Navy lost it out of bounds, and it'll stay down on this end of the floor. Let's go down to Fluke on the sideline.
Hey, I got Jaden Haskins with me right now from Onega. And Jaden, just tell me what it was like getting out there on the court with a bunch of other great seniors here in Northeast Kansas.
It was really great. I can't even describe the experience. It's just nothing like I've ever done before, so I'm just very grateful for this opportunity.
You had a great career at Onega. Obviously a great three-point shooter, so I'm sure you're hoping to get a couple good open threes. That's kind of your MO, right?
Yes, of course. I mean, I can do whatever my coach tells me, but I definitely love the three.
So, tell me maybe one of your favorite moments or memories about being a Buffalo and something you always remember about being an athlete at Onega.
I think it's definitely fighting through adversity. We haven't always had the best record, but a record doesn't really show how a team really is. And so just fighting through that all season, being a role model to the younger kids and underclassmen, it's just really been a great experience that I'm sad to go.
That's a great answer, Jaden. I love hearing that. My final question for you is tell us about your future and what's next after high school.
So I'm going to K-State to major in nutrition, and on the pre-PA track, I do plan to get into some basketball and some murals because I'm definitely going to miss the sport, and I'm really not ready to give it up.
I understand. Well, enjoy the rest of the action here today, then, and good luck in your future.
Thank you.
That's Jaden Haskin of Onega. Guys, back to you.
I know a little bit about the intramural scene at K-State University and wanted to keep that going. See, maybe getting an and one here as we continue action with about a minute to go. It is a bucket by Emmy Jo Wettstein. And kind of needing that, KPT, maybe in a little bit of a slump here offensively, down 6 now at 17-11.
Yeah, they came out strong to start the game, up 4-0. Since then, it's been kind of all here, team gold. But, yeah, trying just to work back with it and get some confidence here and take some shots.
So closing out here in a moment, the first quarter girls game of the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball game. 17-12 is the gold lead currently, but Navy getting it right back up the floor, and we get a rare travel call going against Bell Smith out of Donovan West.
I mentioned Bell Smith a little earlier. She's not just a great athlete, but she also broadcasts a couple games with me throughout this season. So, again, a shout-out to her and what she continues to go on for.
35 seconds and counting, about a 11-12 second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. Gold's going to give it right back up as Vogel's pass to Riley Dick just went into the backcourt and out of play. So shot clock will turn off with 27 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Gold leading it 17-12. Kaylin Haney leading scorer right now for Team Gold. She has 7. Let's see what Harper Wettstein and Team Navy has up their sleeves here. They play for a final shot potentially in this first quarter. Wettstein being guarded by Rossville's Riley Dick, two first-team All-State selections. Wettstein on a hard drive, couldn't get one to nestle in there. Rebound Gold with 11 seconds to go. Working into the front court here, Strothman of Axtell. Riley Dick in the left corner, down to 5 seconds. Dick just hugs and chucks a three high off the front rim. Here's Harper Wettstein. Will she get it off in time from midcourt? It comes up short. That takes us to the end of the first quarter here in this one today. Again, the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball games here on KNBA. Girls game at the end of the first quarter. Team Gold 17, Team Navy 12. Second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
For more than 5 decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Highland Community College, 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games. We got Justin Flute, Brandon Prophet, Brandon Tabman, Kurt Tillman in studio. Girls game going to the second quarter, KP. Team Gold, a little bit of a run in the latter portion of that opening period, and they lead Navy 17-12.
Yeah, Navy came out on a strong 4-0 start. Then I think Kaylin Haney decided, okay, I'm going to start, you know, kind of filling back into that leader role I had down at Silver Lake, and then she got off to a hot start, you know, just taking some nice drives down the floor. Gold had the back-to-back steals. Of course, Riley Dick and Kayla Haney were both in that 1-2 punch combo on the Big E. So, again, I think Gold Squad is gaining a lot of confidence. And I think Stacey Jasper isn't pretty happy with that.
Kaya Downing of Atchison getting the first points for Team Gold here in the second quarter. Lead up to 7 at 19-12. Tyler Duncan right now for Riverside, the Navy possession. Floats one down over the top on the block. Kaya Downing says no, rejecting that shot underneath. Here's Haney for Team Gold. Gets one up to Nelson. Backside pass, shot no, but a foul. Good transition play. Caitlin Folsom, the Morehill Mount Academy Raven, going to the line for two here on this possession.
Well, it's really impressive. Again, you know, there's not like a whole lot of chemistry. You don't have a whole lot of your teammates. So when you're passing that ball around, you definitely want to get some good passes in there. But back to here, I believe Justin coming up here soon.
Yeah, we got Caitlin Folsom at the line. Knocked down the first free throw. Let's head down to the Gold sideline with Old Luke.
I'm here with Riley Dick of Rossville. And Riley, phenomenal career, but I want to ask you about today. Just tell me what the experience has been like for you so far playing with these girls.
It's been really fun. You know, I know a lot of these girls either through like club ball or just playing them my whole life. So it's really fun to get to actually play on the same team with some of these girls. But really cool to have an all-star game, you know, high talent everywhere. So, yeah.
You helped lead your team to the state tournament this year. And tell me about that state tournament game. I know it didn't end with the final score you wanted, but you went off 31 points, really feeling it in that state game.
Yeah, it's upsetting because, of course, we fell short. You know, that was my last time, my last opportunity to get to play there. But it was a really cool experience, you know. The Ellenwood girls were really good, you know. Obviously, they got second at state, but it was really fun. It was, yeah.
Is it kind of nice to be playing with Kaylin Haney instead of having to guard her and play against her as you have pretty much your whole career today?
Yeah, it's fun because, well, even like when we were little, I played against her or with her a lot too. Right. So it's like, I mean, I've known her my whole life. So it's kind of fun to just be able to play against together instead of against each other all the time.
Two more quick questions. I want to ask you about what your thoughts are on the Big East, since being in the Big East now for a couple of years, and what you think about that league and the teams you face now.
I think it's probably one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas, you know. If you just even look about who made it either in, like, the finals for sub-state or actually making it to state, you know, there's a lot of Big East teams there to represent our league, which was really cool. And I think that just definitely proves, too, how tough our league is all throughout the year, but it just makes us better in the end. So,
final thought, Rockhurst, right? Tell me about your excitement to go play college basketball there.
Oh, I'm very excited. You know, I went there on a visit. I love the coach. I love all the girls. They're a little down this year with injuries and stuff, but even the recruiting class coming in, I know two of them already, and then the other ones could be my roommate. So it's a really cool experience. I'm excited. So.
Well, good luck there, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That's Riley Dick of Rossville, guys. Back to you.
Appreciate it very much. Yeah, you want to talk about the great careers of some of these players that we've had. Riley Dick, no exception. First team All-State once again, average over 20 a game for both her junior and senior seasons. Luke mentioning also going to Rockhurst to continue her collegiate basketball career. So great stuff there. We're still cruising along second quarter. 23-12 now, KP. Again, team goal just continuing to kind of build on this lead here in the first half.
Well, I mean, Perry Smith said it. I mean, he felt like Gold Team was pretty stacked. Stacey said the same thing at Perry Smith. Both these teams are really stacked, but you're seeing a lot of players that are just shining out. I just think you mentioned Riley Dick, who also there, an all-time leader in threes at Rossville. So, I mean, you've been seeing just so much solid play here on both sides.
23-12, Team Gold, as Haney works it into the front court. The Silver Lake Eagle, right side pass it goes. Brendlin Brockman out of Blue Valley, chasing down her own miss. Floats another one up. That's a little bit short. Harper Westine of Troy clearing it away for Team Navy. As it dribbling, guarded by Haney. Left side pass it goes. Jaden Haskin a three. She's good at that, but hit it off the heel. And here comes Nelson for Hiawatha. And Team Gold pushing the tempo. Nelson's pass, not much on it. And taken away by Team Navy. 7 minutes to go until the halftime break. Coast to coast, shot no, but a foul. Jaden Haskin, the Onega Buffalo, trying to get in the book. She'll go to the free throw line.
And Jaden Haskin, she was a great point guard for Onega in her tenure there. This season, she led the Buffs with 29 threes this season, averaging 8 points a game, 5.5 rebounds a game. Just did a lot to help the Onega Buffaloes.
And she missed the first free throw, and Justin talked to her a little bit ago, again mentioning going to K-State to continue her educational path, and mentioned picking up some intramural ball as well. Doesn't want to give up the sports. And she goes 0 for 2 and saved underneath by Team Gold. Nice play by Brockman, the Blue Valley Ram. And Haney has 9 points from Silver Lake. She leads the way, 23-12, Team Gold. We'll go down to Luke here after this transition in possessions. Another drive by Haney. Dumps it right wing, skips left wing. Folsom, the Morehill Mount Academy Raven on the dribble, guarded by Westine. Northeast Kansas League opponent. Here's Haney for three, right side. Front rim, no. Rebound, Team Navy. Here's Westine working into the front court. Let's go down to Justin Fluke.
Hey, I'm here with Atchison Kaya Downing and part of the Gold All-Stars. Kaya, tell me what this experience has been like for you today here at the All-Star game.
This experience has been, I don't know, just something I've never did before, and I'm glad that I get to play with some girls that I've seen in league before. I played against them, and it's just nice having different girls come together and do something that we all love.
Well, I feel like you don't play a lot of these girls. Like Atchison doesn't play a lot of the teams that are here. I know you know a few of them, but is it? I had like an hour practice this morning to kind of get ready, get used to the girls a little bit, and then go have fun, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me about Atchison and some of your favorite sports memories as being at Lady Phoenix there.
I just like that my team, they kind of put me in the leadership position, so I like having to like help the girls know what they're supposed to do in the sport, and not just in the sport, just at school in general.
Last question. I know you're going to continue playing basketball, so tell us about your decision to go to Southeast and what you're looking forward to there.
My decision, I'm very happy with my decision. I feel like the college and the town is going to be a great fit for me, and I'm just excited to, play.
One more question. I have to mention this. Like, I feel like anytime I hear the word Downing, I think of Atchison and I think of basketball. That's accurate, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Carrying on the tradition. Right?
Definitely, yeah.
Good luck. Enjoy the rest of the day and good luck in your future.
Thank you so much.
That's Kaya Downing of Atchison here on the Gold All-Star sideline.
Appreciate it very much. Of course, Atchison well represented. They were the Metal Arc Conference champs this year. Kaya Downing a big reason for the Phoenix success. Once again here in 25-26. We're down to 5:22 to go here in this second period. Caitlin Folsom at the line here for Team Gold, trying to add to their lead. They have pretty much held KP since the early portions of that opening quarter, 23-14. We missed finally the first two from Harper Wettstein of Team Navy. She got on the board. Both teams swapping some subs here, but in Team Gold kind of right now in control about the halfway point, quarter number two.
I'll tell you what's really awesome is just how many of these athletes that want to continue to play basketball and already have really good commitments to some really nice colleges out there, whether it be at a D1 level or a community college level, they're going on and they're trying to continue to do what they've established these last couple of years for themselves. So it's really awesome to see them want to continue that basketball career because it is a really awesome thing.
There's a missed three by Chesney Cochran, but an offensive rebound here for Team Navy. Going to earn a trip to the free throw line. Good hustle down low. Bell Smith, the Donovan West Mustang. Get down to Fluke here in just a moment. Believe he's got Kaylin Haney of Silver Lake. Get this first free throw up by Bell Smith of Donovan West. A little bit strong off the heel. Let's go down to one of the all-time greats in the state of Kansas, Justin Fluke. I'm just kidding. It's Kaylin Haney.
Yeah, Kaylin Haney, one of the all-time greats for sure. And the only state champion from this year on the basketball court for this All-Star game today. But Kaylin, tell me what it's been like. It seemed like you kind of got the girls going after a slow start with some hustle plays, some offensive boards, and then making some shots today.
I mean, we're all playing really well together. We're hustling, getting loose balls, swinging the ball, cutting. Everyone's been really good. I just happen to make the shots.
Your basketball career, Kaylin, I don't even know where to start. I mean, the run that you've had, even before high school, but what you girls have accomplished in getting to state every year and the runner-up and, of course, winning it all this year. What do you think as you kind of look back now and your high school career is complete? What kind of stands out to you and how do you wrap it up?
I would say just our team's hard work each and every year. Like, a lot of times, like, people are going to think we're in it, but when we think about it, we're like, we're going to be down on the bottom. Like, we got to work our way up. We're the underdog. That's what we always think. And so our hard work and our ability to finish and win games.
I'm selfishly kind of excited. It's been about 25 years since I graduated from Fort Hays State, but I'm a Tiger. So
yeah.
Tell me about your excitement to go be a Tiger at Fort Hays and play basketball.
Yeah, I'm really excited. The coaching staff there is really incredible, and they've been doing really well these past couple years. Sadly, Talexa's gone, but we'll see what we can do. We got a good freshman class coming in.
No doubt. One final question for you. Just winning the state title this year, what a way to go out. Had to be kind of an awesome way for you to really culminate an incredible career.
Yeah, it was awesome. I love this team so much this year, and it was a lot of fun. I'm sad it's my last one, but it'll be exciting to watch them grow the next couple years.
Well, it'll be exciting to watch you at Fort Hays State as well. Congrats on a phenomenal career, Kaylin, and good luck.
Thank you.
That's Kaylin Haney of state champion Silver Lake, guys. Back to you.
Yeah, incredible career, Kaylin Haney, as we continue action here. 3:40 to go in the first half. 22-15 is our score. Team Gold currently the leader in the clubhouse, and Haney also the leader in the clubhouse. She has 9 points to lead the way for both sides. Hit another media timeout. We'll step aside as well. 3:41 to go first half. Girls All-Star game here in Highland today. We'll step aside. 22-15 our score, and we're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC, has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Hi folks, this is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty, no as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want, down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
Get going on your summer adventures with a Bad Boy Bandit UTV from Skyview Equipment. We have single cab or crew cab models with 750 cc's of power at an economical price. With standard features like a windshield, roof, power winch, power steering, and doors, these side-by-sides let you play as hard as you work. Skyview Equipment, your locally owned full line, full parts, and full service Bad Boy mower and UTV dealer in Hiawatha and St. Joe.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Highland Community College, right late portions of the first half girls game here today. Right now, Team Gold still leading at 22-15. We got Justin, Brandon, Kurt, KP with you as well. There's an air ball three right side by Bell Smith to D West. A full line change here for Team Navy. Kaya Downing back in for Team Gold as well. As we continue on, both teams a little sluggish, KP, last few minutes on offense.
I'll tell you what, though, Perry Smith's doing a great job. He is doing a five rotation about every time. Team Gold, they kind of go one or two, maybe something at a time. And Perry Smith is really making sure that everybody on that lineup is getting in, rotating in constantly, just refreshing those athletes and keeping them fresh on the floor. Maybe that's a little bit of the strategy here to keep them loose legs and to get them to work faster down the floor.
Riley Dick checking back in for Team Gold, the Rossville Bulldog, taking the spot of Perry LeCompton, Devin Aldrich. We're under 2.5 minutes to go, still 22-15. Right now the Gold advantage. Here's a three, a little shaded left. Missed by Jaden Haskin. Here comes Dick for Rossville. Team Gold left to right. And on the near sideline, hands it off into the right corner. Stropped in the act illegal. Bumped there on a drive and a foul call. Not a ton of fouls here in this game. Expect him to maybe play a little bit more. As Haskin picked up the foul, her first, team third. Dick dumps it into the right corner. Stropped in the act illegal. Now Kaya Downing on the block right. Little two-man game here now. Left side of the floor. Back up top, Riley Dick, being guarded by Nyla Duncan of Riverside. Here's Brendan Brockman, a right side three. That one a touch short. Rebound, Navy. Brendan Brockman, the Blue Valley Ram, third team All-State this season. Here's Nyla Duncan from downtown. That one grazing the front iron. A rebound at the elbow picked up by Emma Sides of Jackson Heights. We're down to 143 and counting, KP. In this first half, still 22-15, Team Gold.
I think you're going to see things tighten up here in this final minute 36 here this first half.
Here's a long two straight away. Getting her own rebound was Brockman. Missing a second chance. Tried to fight for a third opportunity. Finally pinballed out of bounds. And Gold keeping the possession underneath. 20 on the shot clock here. Coach Jasper bringing back on Kaylin Haney. Heard from her just a little bit ago with old Luke on the sideline. And what a career she has had, of course. And Fort Hays State commit as well.
Go Tigers.
There you go. Here is Haney up top with it. Again, leading score with 9 points. Here's a three by Riley Dick. Haney the assist. Left wing buried it. And the first triple of the game for Riley Dick. And a 10-point lead now for Team Gold at 25-15. 70 seconds remaining.
An all-time leader at threes at Rossville for a reason.
Here's Harper Weststein. A long triple left side. That one no good. Rebound Silver Lake. That is Haney. Pushing the tempo for Team Gold. Left side, long two, fired up. That one's rattled in there. And Strothen, the first field goal for the Axe Illegal. She's got three here in the first half. 27-15, Team Gold. And now Downing forcing a steal for goal. Strothman working on the dribble, had it knocked away. You want to talk about someone who's collected a lot of steals in her career. That's Harper Wettstein. Knocked it away out of bounds. But Gold will keep underneath. As we got Kenzie Nelson back into the game here for Team Gold, taking the spot of Strothman. Also Navy, another sub as well. As Lauren Martin's going to check in here.
Let's talk about how good the offense has been here for Gold, but their defense, man, it has worked well out of that transition. The steals getting down the court.
Riley Dick, another three, a tie off the front rim. Rebound Navy. 30 seconds to go here in the half. 27-15, Team Gold. Of course, got the boys' game coming up as well. Harper Wettstein trying a deep three. It's off the heel, chasing it in the right side corner. Is Kaylin Haney of Silver Lake, and they got 15 seconds to Team Gold here to work. Nelson thought about a three, driving into the paint, left side, bumped in there, but a travel's going to be called. So now Navy an opportunity with 10 seconds to go in the half.
Yep, turn Navy, you definitely just want to try to get this last second shot up, see what they try to do here with Jaden Haskin, the point guard from Onega.
Here is Wettstein with 3 seconds on the left wing, stepping back, firing along two, hits the rim twice, falls off, downing the rebound, and that takes us to the end of the first half here at Island Community College today. Again, 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games. Girls game at the half. It's Team Gold 27, Team Navy 15. We'll break it down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KIMTS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. KIMTS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KIMTS.com. KIM Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
For more than 5 decades, Engelman Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engelman Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at State.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Live coverage here from Highland Community College. Once again, 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games. Girls game at the half, 27-15. The Gold lead over Navy, KP. Initial thoughts on what we saw here in this first half. Seems a little bit sluggish from time to time, but, you know, Kaylin Haney leading Gold with 9, and their defense really ramping things up as 3 points was all that was scored by Navy in that second quarter. We played 10 minutes in that frame.
Yeah, and I think if you look at the rebounds, you know, Navy's been collecting quite a hefty amount. Gold has been too. But you look at the turnovers in this game, Navy's had a lot of turnovers, and Gold's doing really good. Not just getting those turnovers, but working those turnovers out of transition. We have two great guards like Riley Dick and Kayla Haney. They know how to protect an offense working out of transition. They're a reason why they were the top athletes from their school, both averaging about 20 points a game. Then you kind of mix that the forwards here on the Gold side. I mean, you got Caitlin Folsom, who's been doing really well. You got Nailey Zally's drop, who's been coming in. And just so many more, and I think that's what's really helping Gold squads. You know, the guards are starting to get really confident. They're starting to really know who their forwards are. I think the offense is starting to build a little more chemistry, and that's kind of what this is. I mean, you're starting to get a little more confident with the girls and the teammates you got around you, and I think Navy squad, just 2 more players that need to maybe just get more aggressive. Harper Wettstein, I mean, she's a D1 commit, probably expect her in the second half to kind of, you know, barrel down, walk a little bit more in and start driving to the basket a little bit herself, but you know, I think once we get into that final 8 minutes, final 5 minutes, that fourth quarter, I think there's going to be some players that go, okay, we're certainly going to get a little more competitive here.
27-15, the gold lead. Jalen Haney out of Silver Lake, third all-time in scoring at Silver Lake. And at 9 points in the first half to lead both sides, Riley Dick of Rossville, she had five. Caitlin Folsom, Morehill Mount Academy Raven, had three. Emma Vogel of Oskaloosa, 3 points as well. Madison Martin of Ashton County had 2 buckets and 4 points. Natalie Strothman, 3 points. The axe illegal for team gold. Navy again, they got balanced scoring, but KP just not a lot of it. You had multiple players with 3 points. Bell Smith of Donovan West also scoring with one from the free throw line, but Wetstein for D-West. Demi Joe Wetstein, she had three. Bryn Shoup of Jackson Heights, 3 as well. Chesney Cochran of Jackson Heights, also 3 points. Tyler Duncan of Riverside at 2. Harper Wetstein of Troy at 2 as well. So they just had all sorts of issues just finding some consistency on the offensive end. I do think part of that gold defense, but again, they're getting decent looks. It's an all-star game. It's kind of a semi-well-paced scrimmage, but again, Navy's going to have to start knocking down some shots.
Yeah, I pointed out at one point, Perry Smith, I mean, he's doing five-man rotations, probably, I mean, every maybe like 5 minutes or so. So definitely getting different players out there with each other at the same time. I think Gold Squad, I mean, you're kind of consistently seeing Haney and Dick out there and then throwing a couple of others to kind of work with them. So I think that chemistry is going to build a little bit more on that Gold side, the Navy's. But overall, I mean, I think both teams are just having a lot of fun. They're having a good time. And I think, as you know, you get into the second half, you're going to find probably a little more competitiveness. I think Perry Smith is going to start finding some athletes that go, okay, I think you work really well with me. I'll, you know, kind of pair you guys up on the floor. So I think that's what he's just trying to figure out. But, you know, he's been here a couple of years. He's coaching this once, so Stacey Jasper. But, you know, she's the one looking for her first win here. So I think she's going to look to, like, get the sense she's got a good unit.
Girls All-Star Game at the half. Team Gold 27, the Navy Squad 15. We'll take a quick peek at the boys' rosters as Game 2 coming up in just a little bit as well. Girls game at the half. We'll continue after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Synex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner. Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime coverage continuing here at Highland Community College. 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games. Girls game at the half, 27-15. Team gold in front. JP, a couple minutes before the girls get going here in the second half. Just a quick thought. Actually, we're going to step, close that thought. Let's go down to Justin Fluke. He's got another player on the sideline for Team Navy.
I got Corey Thompson from Centralia with me before the second half begins. And Corey, tell me what it's been like so far in this experience and playing with all these great seniors here today.
It's been a lot of fun. These are usually girls that I play against, not with. So just getting to know them and getting to practice with them has been a lot of fun.
What does it mean to represent Centralia? I feel like Centralia is just a household name in every sport forever across the whole state. What does it mean to kind of represent your school here?
It means a lot. It's just really bringing a lot of intensity and trying to get these girls to bring intensity too, because that's all we do at Centralia. So just trying to continue to do that throughout this game too.
Your head coach, Dusty Thompson, refers to you as the tone setter. Tell me about your role as the tone setter for the Centralia family.
We have a lot of talks at home that I'm mostly out there just for defense because that's what I do. So just a lot of boxing out bigger girls. I usually play a lot bigger than what I am. So just trying to go out there and push myself to get a lot of rebounds and help set the tone for the team to show them what we expect.
You bet. Well, maybe you can set the tone for the second half and lead a little comeback to your Navy also. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Corey Thompson of Centralia, guys. Back to you.
All right, so a Centralia Panther, of course, boy, they dominated Pretty Prairie in that third place game a couple weeks ago, 76-16. Of course, the state championship last year, and as Luke mentioned, again, appreciate Corey Thompson there for a couple minutes. Was going to talk about the boys' rosters, but we're kind of up on the time here, so we're getting ready for the second half of the girls' game. And as you mentioned, tone setter, maybe Corey Thompson and Team Navy can kind of put something together because they're down 27-15. As, again, we see in these all-star games, at least early on, it's a little bit more lax and loose, but when the game tightens up late, you see the competitive nature of the teams coming out, and I expect no less here this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're not just going to see Corey Thompson try to set out his tone, but also Harper Webstein. I mentioned that in that halftime for Team Navy. I think she's going to come out here and try to, you know, work a little more inside, also just for herself, some dribble and drives to the basket and looking for some open shots. But Perry Smith said it at the very beginning of the game. Get an open shot, you got to take it. That's the team strategy. So I think Navy's going to get a couple more shots in the second half.
All right, just getting ready to go to the third quarter. Let's go back down to Justin right before we get this going.
I'm here with Lily Tankin. This interview is a little special for me. Lily's almost like an extra daughter for me, but I've been watching this girl grow up for a long time. Lily, congratulations. And a couple things I want to ask you about, but what's the experience been like? What does it mean to play in this All-Star game here today?
It's been really good. I know a lot of the girls, so it's just good to get to play with some friends. And, I mean, everybody on my team is really talented, both teams. So it was just really great to see everyone's talent shine. It's really, really cool.
A multi-sport athlete, but tell me about maybe some of your favorite memories as an athlete, any sport, any season. Like, what stands out when you kind of look back at your Wildcat career?
I would say a big thing was probably getting to the state championship for volleyball. That was a big thing. I feel like everybody contributed, and just seeing everybody's faces when we, you know, won and we were advancing to the state championship is just really good. It fills the heart, you know?
I know we're not going to break any news, but it's new news since the program and the roster was printed because you've decided to play college basketball just here in the last few days. You've made a commitment, correct? Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I took a visit to Ottawa and, you know, got introduced to the basketball team, the coaches, and it just really clicked. It felt like, honestly, a second home, and all the girls were so nice and welcoming, and I just knew it was a good fit. So I recently verbally committed, so.
Well, there's some family history there, right? You got to carry on the tradition.
Yeah. It's really cool because, you know, my dad played there basketball. My mom did track and softball. You know, I have aunts who go there, my head coach. So it's like everybody's going, why should I not, you know?
Awesome. Well, enjoy the rest of the All-Star experience today. Can't wait to follow you at Ottawa. And, yeah, thanks for everything.
Awesome. Thank you, Justin.
Lily Thinking, guys, back to you. Her dad, of course, is Mike, but he's part of our sports broadcasting crew at MSC as well, mainly during football.
Appreciate that, Lily Tankin. Of course, highlight going to Ottawa to continue her basketball career. Also, fun fact about Lily Tankin, the lead role in the Holton High School Musical, KP, each of the last 3 years. So, multi-talented Lily Tankin for the Holton Wildcats. 27-17 is the gold lead as we're a minute plus into this third quarter. We continue on here from Highland. There's a missed shot by Chesney Cochran of Jackson Heights for Navy. Now, gold back the other way, going right to left as we view it here at Highland PC today. Drive by Haney, kicks it up top to Folsom, the Moorhill Mounts Academy Raven. Now Nelson, the Hiawatha Redhawk. Down low to Kaya Downing, a turnaround tough shot. Folsom crashing, and she'll clean it up underneath. Caitlin Folsom's got five, representing Moorhill. 29-17, Team Gold there. Lead back to 12. Here's Weststein, all-time leader in multiple categories for the Troy Trojans. Has it right now, guarded by Riley Dick. It's a great screen, takes it all the way, rejected by Haney underneath. The Navy gets a baseline shot from the left corner, and that one's delivered in by Bell Smith for Donovan West. 29-19, the gold lead. Silver Lake's Kaylin Haney right now on the dribble. Folsom up top, right side to Riley Dick. She'll dive in, 45-degree angle, nearly forced a tough one in there, but it hits the heel, and Team Navy down 10. Back into the front court with Weppstein from left to right. Gets a high screen, works the left of it. Now goes right of a screen, defended well by Riley Dick. Navy trying to chip away here, 2.5 minutes into this third quarter. Of course, you got the boys' game to follow. Downing playing some defense underneath, but a foul called. And free throws coming here for Team Navy. That'll be Lauren Martin, the 6-foot forward out of Onega, to go to the line, try to get her first points of this All-Star game here today.
Yeah, I mentioned the pregame, Lauren Martin. She had a multiple triple-doubles this season. Just another great athlete out of Onega. But one real big credit I can really give to both these teams is how selfless both of these teams have really played. I mean, just Chesney Cocker on that right wing, just instead of, you know, taking that shot contested, she went out to the right side. They were able to get it down under to give the opportunity out there for Martin.
The foul was on Downing. That was her second, representing Atchison. And Lauren Martin going 2-for-2 at the line. And you mentioned multiple triple-doubles this season. And another player on the floor here today that had a triple-double this season, Madison Martin of Atchison County. There's some tremendous athletes. Here's Riley Dick, a straightaway three, pulled up from deep, left it short. It was on target. Good hustle by Nelson for Hiawatha to keep it alive. And Dick driving again straightaway. She got to the rack. She bumped and fouled. Riley Dick, the Rossville Bulldog, going to the line to shoot two.
That was some nice weaving right there, right down the aisle. Just a nice little spin at the elbow, drive down to the block, and pull that foul there at the end.
Abby Ringel picks up the foul, her second. The first free throw is spun up and in there. And she's got 6 for Team Gold, and the lead is 9, 30-21. Substitutions in for Team Gold. Riley Dick, her senior year this year, she averaged 80% at the line. She's 4-for-4 in this game and has 7 points. And the lead back to 10 for Gold at 31-21 at about 3 minutes into this third quarter. Nyla Duncan of Riverside back into the game. She got her second consecutive honorable mention All-State honor. And there's a deep straightaway three that is delivered. It's Emmy Jo Weppstein who's got 6 for Team Navy, and it's a 7-point game. Here's Dick on a drive, leaving her feet. Nelson, the Red Hawk from downtown. It would have been a long 2, but an offensive rebound and sticking it up and in. That is Kaylin Haney, first player in double figures, KP. She's got 11.
Well, she averages 18 points throughout the regular season, so it wasn't much of a shock that she's going to be able to come out here and get the double digits first.
33-24, Team Gold, 6.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's a drive, right side of the floor, Allison Grable, the Troy Trojan. Tipped out of bounds near side, it'll stay Navy basketball. Three spot coming in here for Team Gold. Downing, Nelson, and Dick getting a breather here. Addison Williams, one of the three checking in here for Team Gold. All right, now a 9-point affair. Navy with the basketball. Let's head back to the Navy sideline. Justin Fluke, another player interview.
Yeah, I'm here with Lauren Martin of Onega. And Lauren, what's the experience been like at the All-Star Games today?
It's been great. Great to meet my teammates one last time and really build this friendship with all these girls that I'm also playing with.
That's got to be kind of cool. You know, some of these girls are representing their school, but you got a couple teammates, so getting to play with them, I'm sure it means a lot.
Yeah, it does mean a lot, yeah.
What are some of your favorite memories with your teammates just over your career as you look back at Onega?
Honestly, just the practices. Like, that's when you really get to know each other and feel how each other play and stuff. And those are some fun times.
Tell us about your future plans.
I'm going to Fort Hays State University. I'm going to major in radiology technology.
Awesome. Well, enjoy the rest of the experience today and good luck in your future.
Thank you.
That's Lauren Martin, one of 3 Omega Buffaloes for the Navy All-Stars here today.
I appreciate it very much. Again, yeah, KP, you know the TVL very well. Onega well represented here today. We're at 35-26. Gold getting another bucket here. Brendlin Brockman, the Blue Valley Rams. So just talking Onega, Blue Valley getting in on the mix as well. As Haney pulls down a miss here for Team Gold, trying to add to an 11-point lead. About the halfway point here of this third period. Here's a left side 3 for Team Gold off the front rim by Addison Williams, the Hiawatha Red Hawk, and now Navy working it back quickly into the front court. Coast to coast, shot rejected by Haney. Haskin couldn't convert. Now Haney on the dribble, leading a 3-on-2. Bounce pass, short corner left, back to the perimeter, now into the corner. Three by Brockman, left it short. Tipped into the hands of her teammate. That was missed by Emma Sides, and here is Team Navy. Back the other way, left to right. 37-26, our score, whistle and a foul. So Gold, going to sub in one here. Team Navy about to do a line change. Got a timeout on the floor. We'll do it as well. It is Team Gold 37, Team Navy 26, 4:44 left. Girls game today. It's the 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games, and we're back in 60 seconds. They're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Brian Mingy with Sailor Insurance. The passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act has created several exciting changes that could benefit your farm operation. Subsidies for ECO and SCO have increased to 80%. Producers can elect SCO while also choosing ARC as their county program, and beginning farmer and rancher benefits have expanded. Let us help you take full advantage of these new opportunities. Contact Sailor Insurance today and speak with Mindy Sudbeck in Seneca or Brian Mingy in Sabetha.
Sailor Insurance, insuring your present, protecting your future.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Game continuing here at Island Community College. Just a great atmosphere. So many great players here today. Our girls game just past the halfway point of the third quarter, and it's still Team Gold. KP just kind of leading the charge. They lead 37-26.
Well, because, when you say defense wins championships, and well, defense can also win All-Star games as well, and they have been strong on that side.
Missing a floater inside, Brent Shoup. For Jackson Heights and Team Navy, here's Gold back the other way. Strothman for Axel, getting to the rim, scooping it up and in, but she's called for a travel, which gives it back to Team Navy. I believe we got a Moorhill Mouse Academy Raven down there. Let's go down to Justin Fluch.
We do. I've made my way to the Gold All-Star sideline, and I got Caitlin Folsom with me, who is the Lady Raven. And Caitlin having a good game today. Put back a little bit ago. I feel like offensive rebounds for the Gold has been a big difference today.
It really has. It really has. Crashing hard has been key for us.
All right, let's talk about the experience overall. What does it mean to be selected and be able to compete with these other great seniors in Northeast Kansas today?
Yeah, it's an honor to be here. All these players are amazing, and it's so much fun to, like, watch and be a part of as well. Yeah.
You've had a phenomenal career, 4 years as a Moorhill Mouse Academy Raven. What stands out? What are some of your best memories or highlights?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many. This past year, we had a really successful year, and it was so much fun with Coach and my teammates. And, yeah, so many memories. I remember on our one of our last home games, the student section stormed the court, and it was a huge day. It was so much fun.
Awesome. Let's talk about your future plans. You might have had a little bit of a home influence. Obviously, you've had a lot of basketball in your blood with your dad, but tell us about your excitement level to be able to keep continuing your career.
Yes, I'm going to be a Lady Raven next year. I'm so excited. Being close to home and my family is so important to me, and the school is amazing, and I just can't wait to continue my career. And to play for my dad is going to be so much fun. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we wish you the best of luck. We look forward to following you at Benedictine as a Lady Raven, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
That's Caitlin Folsom of the Gold All-Stars, guys. Back to you.
Appreciate it very much, Justin. The Moorhill Mount Academy Raven is Brynlyn Brockman, the Blue Valley Ram, getting a bucket for Team Gold, 39-27. It is a 12-point Gold lead as we continue our coverage. Here's a tip-out to Harper Wettstein for Navy. Little fadeaway, Jay, left it short. Offensive rebound, though, stuck up, no good. That'll lead to Navy free throws. Good hustle by Chesney Cochran, the Jackson Heights Cobra.
Number 9,
outside. Hey, Benedictine did great recruiting here locally. I mean, you talked last year, you got the senior out of Centralia and Dieters, and now this year you're getting a great athlete out of there from Moorhill Mount Academy. So there's a lot of great local talent that can also supply these local colleges at a very high level, too.
Yeah, BC women, they were very good this year. Caitlin Folsom going to continue her collegiate career out there. So excited to see how that goes. Two free throws in for Chesney Cochran of Jackson Heights, helping out Team Navy. They're back to within 10 at 39-29, 3:15 to go third quarter. And here's Harper Wettstein with the pickpocket, all-time leader in steals in Troy history. She'll take it all the way. Rejected at the rim by Emma Vogel, but a foul called. Too familiar players there playing in the same league, but Weppstein, who's made 3 of 4 free throws in this game, back to the line representing the Trojans. And Harper's first free throw is good. He's got 6 here in this game. Madison Martin checking back in for Team Gold.
I mentioned Weppstein throughout the season, averaging 24 points a game, 6 rebounds a game, just starting to get going here in the second half for herself.
Well, it's the 6, nearly 7 steals a game. That's more kind of the eye-popping stat. And going Division I route to Northern Iowa. Well, the second free throw, good. It's 39-31, Team Gold. Dick with a spin move in the lane, and she got hacked with 3 Navy jerseys surrounding her inside. Riley Diggs had 7 points in this game. She'll shoot 2, trying to add. She's actually 4 for 4 at the free throw line in this game. 3:02 to go in this third period. And Riley's first free throw is good.
Yeah, it makes complete sense that why Riley Diggs is going on to that next level. We see here in this third quarter, she's had a lot of multiple dribbling drives right down that aisle, just showing off those moves, little spin cycles as well there, and some beautiful gets some opportunities at the free throw line.
Now she makes both. She's a perfect 6 for 6 at the line. The lead back to 10 for Gold. It's 41-31. Navy operating left to right here in the second half. Good right side pass. Here's a 3 by Chesney Cochran. Just a touch strong. Tipped out of bounds. It'll go back to Team Gold after that miss. Well, again, last year it was Navy winning this game 68-57, but Gold, they've really been kind of within kind of an 8 to 12 point lead pretty much since that first half point of the first quarter. Gold trying to work it inside, and Riley Dick's pass thrown out of bounds for a Gold turnover. Navy sending on 5 new players. So we kind of noticed that. Coach Perry Smith representing Donathan West. He knows a thing or two about winning at a high level. Know what I mean?
Won a state championship just a couple of years ago. Multiple takes to the postseason at the state tournament. So, man, he has been an incredible coach in his long tenure there with Donathan West.
Well, speaking of a team who had a fantastic year, the Hiawatha Redhawks, and we got, I believe, Kenzie Nelson on the sideline here with Justin Fluke.
You are correct. On the Gold All-Stars, it's Kenzie Nelson from Hiawatha. Kenzie, what's it been like to play in the All-Star game with all these great seniors here today?
It's been a lot of fun. It's definitely a lot different from our high school teams, but we all have a really good chemistry, and it's a lot of fun.
Speaking of your high school team, what an incredible run this year, shattering records, most wins in a season. How did you girls make it happen? The guys will know up there. Tell me about your season.
Our chemistry is really good. We have 2 sets of sisters. We are also cousins, so that helps a lot. We had a lot of pride this year, and we really, really wanted it bad this year, and that helped us get to where we were.
You were a phenomenal rebounder, and I want to know how you do it, because you're undersized compared to everybody you're going up against normally battling for rebounds. What's your strategy for how you're so darn good at rebounding, being what, 5'7"?
It's definitely like reading the ball. You gotta want it, or else you're not gonna get it. Because those big girls, they want it just as bad. And a lot of my experience with AAU has helped me get to where I was with that.
Well, an incredible season. Tell us about your future plans, Kenzie.
After graduation, I will be going to play college softball at Colby Community College and dual majoring in beef production and horse production and management.
You hit your first dinger out of the park the other night of your game, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
All right, how many dingers is your own softball field?
Oh.
What's your goal? What are you going to try to get?
Hopefully 7. That's the goal.
7 homers?
Years, yes.
Okay. All right, good luck and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you very much.
That's Kenzie Nelson hitting dingers and playing basketball one final time here today.
Appreciate that very much. Yeah, Hiawatha 22-4. What a record they had. And, of course, they were right there. Silver Lake ultimately winning the league championship, but it went down to that final game that those two teams played in the regular season. We have seen Gold extend out the lead. Couple of buckets by Perry LeCompton's Devin Aldrich. 45-31 is the Gold lead as Navy works it back into the front court here with under 40 seconds to go in the third quarter with Riverside's Nyla Duncan trying to work around Riley Dick. She'll get to the rack. She'll be bumped there by Riley, and a foul called, and should be free throws coming for Riverside's Nyla Duncan, who KP just earned her 2nd straight honorable mention selection in terms of all states in basketball. She was first team all league this year and last year as well.
I also want to go back and give a shout out there to Nelson. Just the ability of playing just 7 dingers throughout the whole year. I would have definitely thrown out there maybe 30 or something there.
I just have one more 30 home run.
But yeah, she'll be a great athlete there for sure.
Well, of course, the great McLeod softball player who's on collegiately, Danny Lee, actually tied the single-season home runs record with 18, I believe, last season. So that's kind of a high mark if you were going to say 30. Shattered the state record. But Duncan missing both free throw attempts here for Team Navy and Riverside, and potentially could be close to the final possession for gold as they lead it by 14 here in the third quarter. Right now on the dribble, Emma Sides, Jackson Heights Cobra, and Kaya Downing now on the dribble for Atchison. Hands it off to Emma Vogel. Elite cross-country runner, by the way, is Emma Vogel. Here's Downing, very tough shot, angling to her right, tried to bank it in, but I think we get a turnover by Gold with 10 seconds to go, which gives it back to Team Navy one final time here, potentially, in this third period. But a 14-point Gold lead at 45-31 as Mallet Duncan works it into the front court. Well, just 4 seconds, down to three, going to work, has to shovel it off, desperation, he's three at the buzzer, comes up well short, missed there by Corin Thompson and Silver Lake, but maybe they got work to do, we got 10 more minutes, fourth quarter coming up, it's Gold 45, Team Navy 31, it's the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This new year, you deserve better, better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, it's been a fun day so far. We're not even halfway through it. Brendan Proffitt, Brandon Sadman, Justin Fluke, Kirk Hillman all with you here on KNCA. 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games. We always have fun providing the coverage of this event each and every year. 40th annual, it's been going on for a long time, but right now on the girls' side, KP, Team Navy, they got work to do, down 45-31 with 10 minutes to go.
KP and Gold Squad stepping up a couple more athletes also there. Devin Aldridge, she got back-to-back buckets there. Including a three, but then also Riley Dick and Handy, man, they are taking some big control here, especially in the latter half of that third quarter.
Maybe the opening possession, a three left wing, goes up and over the backboard, missed by Chesney Cochran, so Gold getting a stop. Now we see Team Navy bringing up a little full-court press. You know, head coach Perry Smith is going to try to make this a game here as we come down this fourth-quarter stretch. Right now on the perimeter with the dribble, Addison Williams, the Hiawatha Redhawk, who, by the way, tied a single-game record in Hiawatha for assists in a game with 8 this season, and looking for Downing on the high post, and that one taken away by Navy. Not quite a minute in, stepping into a pull-up. Chesney Cochran from the right elbow rattled it home. How about Chesney? She's got 7 all of a sudden in the game, and it's 45-33. Gold back into the front court, angling Addison Williams. Right side pass, and the sides on the wing. Now a post touch, tough shot. Turning around with Madison Martin, got nothing but backboard. Here's Weststein, Northern Iowa commits. Troy Trojan, nice right side pass. Cochran again, heating up. She drills another three. 10 points for Chesney Cochran, and it's a 10-point game. First 5 here, KP, going to Team Navy.
Yeah, so in pregame, great 3-point shooter from the outside from Jackson Heights. The Cobra finds some good, nice Lutheran strikes from the outside.
Now Team Gold trying to fight a little run here from Navy early on, about 90 seconds into this fourth quarter. Weststein tying up the dribble drive, and possession's going to keep it here, I believe, or no, is it going to go back to Team Navy? So it will be a stop. Good job there by Weststein. Yeah, Kenzie Nelson checking back in here for Team Gold. Aldridge and Martin going to get breathers. Next to head coach Stacey Jasper. So we're 90 seconds into this fourth quarter. First 5 points for Team Navy. They're down 10. Here's a deep left side three that's well short. Gold's going to nab the rebound there with Emma Vogel of Opelousas. They dribble into the front court, medium pace. Long chest pass into the corner with Nelson. Lobs it back up top. Addison Williams. A little Red Hawk to Red Hawk action here. Now left side of the floor, Vogel. Vogel has it up top. Playing a little hot potato here. Left wing to top of the key. Looking for Downing at the free throw line. She'll fade away to her right, and she banks it in. Difficult finish for Kaya Downing, who's got four.
Yeah, what a nice move. She just spinned and just threw it up, and what a dart right off the backboard.
Banks usually not open Sunday afternoons, but it is here in Highland today. 47-35. The Gold lead is 12. Here's Lepstein. Little dribble drive baseline. Dumps it to the right side block. Spinning on a double team. Kicking it back up top to Cochran. She's had the hot hand. She can't get this one to go. But chasing down that offensive rebound, Bell Smith. Another wraparound pass. Left block to right block. Downing goes to the backside to corral that ball on the ground. And believe they call a tie up here. As Navy and Coach Mary Smith bringing on five new bodies. Got another interview down there with head coach Justin Fluke. That's not the case. You're not a coach, Fluke, my bad.
Way too much credit. I'm here with Devin Aldridge from Perry LeCompton of the Gold All-Stars. And Devin, good shot there early in this fourth quarter to kind of extend the lead. Tell me about the experience of playing and knocking down those back-to-back big buckets.
It's pretty fun to get to play with a new group of girls that are all similar pace, and we all know what we're doing on the court and be able to work with some really good girls today.
Well, a couple big shots for sure. What about being a call? Tell me about some of your favorite memories and highlights at Perry LeCompton.
One of my favorite memories is getting to ride the bus home or do the games with the girls, getting to team bond. I love team bonding with them. I'm really sad this is my last year with them. They were a great group this year.
What about the Big East? I mean, you girls had a good improved season this year at Perry LeCompton, but the Big East is just so tough. Like, what's it like to play with some of these girls today that you battled against the last 4 years?
It's pretty fun to get to play with Caitlin Hanley and Riley Dick this year. They were one of our biggest, toughest teams for sure to play against. So it's kind of fun to get to play with those tougher girls that you're usually playing against.
Tell us your future plans, Devin.
My future plan is to go to University of North Texas, and I want to get my BSN and then also minor in music.
Awesome. Sounds great. Well, good luck to you in your future, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
That's Devin Aldridge for the Gold All-Stars, hitting a couple of huge shots here in this fourth quarter.
Appreciate that very much. North Texas, how about that, to continue the educational part of her career. Kaya Downing is at the line for Team Gold, a little short on that first free throw. The Gold lead is at 10 at 47-37, 6:36 to go in this Girls All-Star game today. Downing's got 4 points in the game and nearly five. It hit off the heel. She goes 0 for 2, and what Kinsey Nelson does best, that's grab rebound. She grabs an offensive one there off the mid. So Gold, another possession here with that 10-point lead. Curling around the arc is Emma Vogel. Back up top it goes. On the move, Addison Williams. Vogel again to the free throw line. Left side pass. Three on the way. It's off the heel. Missed by Team Gold. Another opportunity for Vogel. She'll try one from the left wing. And off the miss this time, it's Nyla Duncan for Riverside. Long pass into the front court for Team Navy. Trying to dig back into it. Down 10. 6 minutes to go. Gold's going to bring on five new bodies at the next dead ball. Here's Nyla Duncan, left side three. Oh, that's well short. It'll go out of bounds. Back to Team Gold.
And you're going to get a big stout unit here for Gold coming back out on the floor. Haney, Dick, you also got Allie Strothman out from Axel. So just a lot of great athletes that are going to come down and definitely going to handle this pressure well here.
5:53 to go. Gold leading it by 10. One of the elite shot blockers in the state. Madison Martin down there. Atchison County Tiger with Justin Fluke.
I'm a little bit intimidated just standing next to Madison Martin. I know she would block a lot of my shots, but ACCHS standout senior, Madison, what's it been like here playing in this game today?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun playing with girls. Know how to shoot the ball and pass it. It's been a lot of fun.
We're talking about block shots, one of the best in the state. You know, different players have different strengths, but just tell me about being a shot blocker and what that means and how you perceive that kind of role in protecting the rim.
Oh, I worked really hard with my dad on it over the years, and I just kind of got better at it. I don't know, I really like playing volleyball, so I always told myself, just block the ball like a volleyball. So,
what does it mean to represent ACCHS, and maybe what are some of your favorite memories of being a Tiger sports-wise?
I'd say winning our first round of sub-state. I believe we beat Perry LeCompton my sophomore year. That was a lot of fun. It was a home game.
Excellent, and tell us your future plans.
tell him to go to Washburn to study radiology, and tell him to become an MRI tech and go into nuclear medicine.
Best of luck to you, and enjoy the rest of the game. Are you confident your girls are going to hold on to this and win it?
I hope so.
All right, so we have 10. Thanks, Madison.
Thank you.
That's Madison Martin of ACCHS, guys. Back to you.
Madison Martin of Atchison County. Brendlin Brockman of Blue Valley making a free throw here for gold. She's got 5, lead is 11. Get back to Madison a little bit here in a second as Brockman knocks down 2 free throws, lead is 12. They played McLeod this year, Crendon. She had 14 points, 13 rebounds, and 16 block shots in that game. The all-time record holder, single season and career for block shots. Here's Nyla Duncan, who gets the 2 up close for Team Navy, as it's a 10-point game once again at 49-39, but elite shot blocker, no doubt about it. Madison Martin for Atchison County. Navy getting a stop here, down 10, 5 minutes to go. Duncan gives it up, and here comes Kaylin Haney for Team Gold, going behind the back, showing off those handles. Now gets it to Riley Dick, left corner. She squares up a triple, and she bottoms one. Arguably the 2 best guards in the Big East. It's Haney to Dick for 3, and it's 51-39, or they might have called that a 2, I beg your pardon, but she's got 11 in the game. Here's a turnaround shot up close. Lauren Martin missing the Onega Buffalo, and now Gold trying to add. We'll get a media stoppage, the next dead ball. Heat check for Riley Dick. Same spot. She did it again. I think they're calling these 2, so just inside the line, she's got 13, and it's 53-39.
Yeah, they're not going by the high school range. They're actually going by these 3s off the college range. At least only have left 2 of them.
There's a tough shot missing inside. Nyla Duncan once again. 4:08 to go in this game. 53-39 is the Gold lead. Haney tried to find Riley Tick in that same left corner. This time she drives, missing a reverse layup. Second chance, no good. Extra effort. Brendlin Brockman, the Blue Valley Ram, on the offensive rebound and stick back. She'll shoot 2.
You still got to wonder if the athletes down there know that they have to shoot. If they want to shoot a 3, they got to step back probably an extra foot. But yeah, they're going to need a timeout here. Foul game.
It was the 3rd foul on Lauren Martin, and we'll have free throws coming up for Brockman after this timeout. 3:58 to go, girls' all-star game. It's Team Gold leading it by 14, and we're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Nemaha Centrons and Troy Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coming down the home stretch here in the girls' all-star game at Highland Community College, we got a pretty nice crowd, KP on hand. Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman, Justin Fluke on the sideline, Kirk Hillman in studio. Team Gold, they've just been kind of holding out this lead pretty much since the halfway point of that first quarter. 53-39, Team Gold, as we got just a touch south of under 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, the defense has been really strong, but you got to also credit the offensive portion here of this team. Riley Dick, Kaylin Haney, their 2-1-punch combo there off the 20, off 24. Also, Big East lost to Silver Lake. And I'll tell you what, they've been doing a lot of good work inside. But then you kind of look at everybody else. Dylan Brockman's been beat. Blue Valley Randolph has been getting really involved in this fourth quarter. Devin Aldrich as well. Kenzie Nelson and Edison Williams from Hiawatha. So, you know, for Team Gold, their chemistry is really clicking here in this fourth quarter. They're handling the press that's being applied by Navy very well. Especially Dick, her ability to take the ball down the floor has been unmatched.
You mentioned Brendlin Brockman, the Blue Valley Ram, who's at the free throw line out of the media stoppage. Her first free throw a little bit strong. She got 6 points in this game. And the second one off the heel as well, tipped around to Team Navy. We got Nyla Duncan, the Riverside Cyclone, on the sideline there with Justin.
Yes, we do. Are you getting ready to go back in? We'll catch you later then. Go ahead.
All right.
Basketball.
All right, we may catch Nyla Duncan here in a bit. So getting ready for the 5-in, 5-out, Coach Perry Smith. We're down to 3:40. How about this shot? Tough angle, leaning left. It's Strothman, the actual Eagle. He's got 5, and it's 55-39. Team Navy running out a little bit of time here, KP. as they give it right back to Gold with another turnover. It's been kind of an issue for them today. Sloppy at times, but Team Gold playing some really good defense.
Yeah, they have been playing really great defense, and, you know, that's really just the credit here of also head coach Stacey Jasper, what she's doing right now here commanding this team as the head coach. But, yeah, just doing a great job taking charge on the defensive side and for all of them.
Here's Riley Dix. He's got 13. Kaylin Haney's got 13 as well. They're moving around the arc. Now back up top with it. Dropped in the axe illegal. Here's a post touch on the block. Kicked out into the corner. On the dribble is Brockman. A lot of size right now on the Gold roster. The five on the floor. Here's a drive by Folsom. Dumps it off. Haney, shot good. Nestled in there off the heel. Folsom the assist. And Haney leading all scorers. She's got 15. And Gold trying to put it away here. It's 57-39. Well, maybe you won it last year, but Team Gold on the cusp of winning it this season. Here's a turnaround shot nearly banked in there by Lily Tanking, and 2:40 to go, and Gold on the move once again. There's the handles, right side pass, Haney to Riley, and Riley Dix this time from the right side corner. It's a three ball for Riley Dix. She's got 16 to lead all scores, 60-39. Gold is blowing it open as Lily Tanking comes right back. The Holton Wildcat knocks down a long two.
Yeah, I liked it right after Dick hit that three. She immediately pointed to her teammate that helped her get that one. So, you know, that's a great thing. All these players, they're absolutely loving working with each other. They've seen each other throughout the season. But working with each other right now as teammates is honestly a lot of fun for them. I'm sure.
Here's a little turnaround shot by Folsom missing off the window. Navy clearing it away. They're running out of time. Gold leading it by 19 with under 2 minutes to go. Now the dunk it on a drive, off-balance shot, kind of threw it up behind her head, and then it tipped out near midcourt. Team Navy will keep it. As we're down to a 1:47 to go, Duncan looking for a cut, pass to Tanking, little up and under, all rejected. Defense there by Stroffman, the axe illegal, rejecting that shot inside. Here's Riley Dick, 17-footer. Boy, she's feeling it. She knocks down another, and we get a substitution timeout here. Boy, Riley Dick, just a big, big game with 18, 62-41, Team Gold with 93 seconds to go. Both teams bringing on some stuffs here. Maybe the last time we'll see. Riley Dick getting the leading scorer for both sides here today, the four-year Rossville starter. She shot 36% from three her sophomore year and averaged over 15 points per game. Team Navy on the dribble up top. Getting it back right wing. Chesney Cochran, she's fouled on a jump shot. She's going to shoot three. Boy, Chesney's had a nice game. She's got 10 and now a chance to add with three freebies here with a minute 19 to go.
Yeah, she's been a very confident three-point shooter, even though maybe not a lot of them have gone in today, but she's taken open shots. She's taken nice shots, and when she's been covered, she's been giving it out to her teammates.
First free throw off the heel, no good. All right, now we got the Riverside Cyclone, Nyla Duncan. Let's go down to Fluke.
She's back. I think she had a chance to catch her breath. But, Nyla, what's the experience been like here playing in the All-Star game today?
I think it's been great, and I think it's low-key, like, leading me into playing my college level with different girls that I haven't been with, especially with playing with girls that I've been playing against the last 4 years. It's great. I love it.
You mentioned college level. Tell us about your future plans and why you're excited about that.
Yeah, I committed to Metropolitan Community College, and I'm excited because the environment there is, like, God-centered, and it's just, like, it feels at home already, and I haven't even went yet.
You had a great career at Riverside, of course, nice state tournament run a couple of years ago, but what are some of your favorite highlights of the Cyclone?
My favorite highlights of the Cyclone is always messing with my coach, Vern. The team likes to get together and just, like, mess with me and take on them. And then, again, building the bond with my team, that's probably why I'm going to miss them.
Awesome. Well, enjoy the rest of the experience today, and best of luck playing college basketball in the future.
Thank you.
That's Nyla Duncan of Riverside. Guys, back to you for the finish. I might try to catch one or two more girls here in postgame.
All right, appreciate it very much. Of course, Riverside head coach Craig Burns in attendance here today. Just a class act, and Nyla Duncan, elite on-ball defender. Some really good runs of Cyclone teams a few years ago. Back-to-back runner-up finishes at the state tournament. As Gold about to put the finishing touches on a victory here, but there's another D3. Chesney Cochran is quietly pouring it on. She's got 15 for Navy. As we got 50 seconds to go in this one, 65-46 Team Gold. Yeah, it's been fun just getting kind of the player perspectives and hearing from all these players and their experiences. Here's Nelson inside for Gold on an offensive rebound. The Hiawatha Redhawk get a shoot two at 39 seconds to go in this game.
And you mentioned, there's a lot of coaches here in attendance today, and that's what just speaks, it's not just families that are coming here to watch their own kids play, but it's also these coaches because, they see a lot of these athletes kind of as their own kids. They've, helped kind of raise them in the sport. So there's a lot of coaches here that have shown some representation for the school and also being here to support their athletes.
Now, Kinsey Nelson getting her first point at the free throw line here. This second one, no good. The Hiawatha Redhawk, but an offensive rebound stuck up by Vogel. Couldn't get it to go. As we're down to the final 30 seconds, Gold going to get the win. We got another player interview. Let's go down to Justin on the Navy sideline here.
We got to have a little hometown feel. Let me Joe Westine is from Donovan West getting to play in your hometown for an All-Star game. That has to be kind of special, right?
Yeah, it definitely is.
You hit a couple big shots today. What's been the experience overall like for you here today?
It's kind of just been fun getting to play with girls that I played with played against all throughout high school. So it's fun to get to know them and kind of get the feel of their game and play together. So
to have a teammate and then get to play for Coach Perry Smith again. A lot of great memories at BUS, including a couple state title games. You win one, of course, so I'm sure there's a lot of great memories. What stands out to you as a Mustang?
Really just the tradition that we have and the feel and love that we all have for each other, and it's been really nice to have Perry one more time at this All-Star game. So he's been good the past 4 years to me, and I'm glad I got to do it one more time with him. So
I know we got to wrap it all up, but you got a funny Perry story real quick or anything you can tell us about Coach Smith?
There's a lot. One time he stuttered really bad in the locker room, and me and my best friend Brenna couldn't stop laughing. It's kind of an inside joke, but he likes to do spit wads a lot, too. They get thrown in your face when he's yelling, but there's too many to count. So
thanks, congrats for today.
Thank you.
And Joe Westine getting ready to walk through the line with her teammates as the girls' game's gone final.
Appreciate it very much. It is Team Gold winning it. 66-46. We'll get KP's thoughts. We'll go through some of the numbers. And, of course, we've got the boys' game coming up here as well. So, again, the girls' game gone final. More after this. It's the 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.